it is a good morning, and when the sky is overcast like this and the air feels a little cool, it makes it a little better, doesn't it?
Well, a little bit of moisture in the air.
The humidity, you mean?
Oh, yeah. Sorry. Humidity. So it makes breathing a little bit tougher.
So you feel that it's just a little harder to breathe on days like this?
Well, in 1-2 laps, you will feel it too.
Sorry, 1 or 2 laps,
you will feel it too. Oh, that's not so bad. It's okay. It's good.
I think the last time we talked was a couple of Sundays ago, and I said that for some people it's nice because it's a little quieter, but overall in the day, more and more people come around and it gets actually a little crowded here for you.
Not really. I mean, I don't think about it. I can't say anything. It's okay. It's okay.
Your support team, Dimitri, and your wife, they really have made a big difference to have two people this year instead of just one.
Yeah. I mean, it's always good to rely on somebody almost the whole day round. Well, from the other side, it might be a little bit too relaxing.
So it's too relaxing?
Oh, yeah. Sometimes. When you have somebody whom you can complain about something, you know, how hard it is or how tired you are, it might be not very good for the warrior.
Now, Ashbury Heinle's here yesterday and then this morning, and he's going off to Peru. You had a chance to run with him last year. And it was an interesting experience to have somebody running the race for the 11th time and you running it for the first time.
Oh, yeah. It was so exciting. It was so... You know, what was the word? When you learn something.
What kind of things do you think he taught you?
Lightness. Lightness and easiness. And, you know, running spirituality. Acceptance. Open-heartedness. Well, he's just leaving the race. You know, what's his natural environment?
This is where he lives.
Yeah. Right. And I miss him. This race, I miss him so much. I miss this lightness. This freestyle of running. Yeah.
Are you saying that... And in fact, everybody on the course with you, the mood, the energy, the style, the consciousness they bring has an effect on how you run here?
Absolutely. We all one body, and the whole run depends. The whole run depends how each of us running, what each of us experiencing, style, mood. All these things, all effects. If there's a lot of pain on the route, you start to feel this pain. Like with Graham, he's going through all these difficulties and problems, and still running. And I start to realize that whatever he has, I also have, but in a smaller, really smaller, infinitely smaller, you know, measure, like this rush sometimes, or Achilles is, well, for him it was 4 or 5 days, he was suffering, for me just 1 day and a half, and,
well, with the Achilles?
Yeah, I wouldn't say that because of God, no, far from it, but because of oneness. I admire his determination and smear and courage and all this stuff. I see the real, real, real warrior.
He mentioned, by the way, that he was really touched by the help you gave him and your wife gave to him, you know, in treating some of his problems.
Oh, not his problems. It's my problem too. Problem of all of us. Because, you know, the faster he runs, the faster I would run. Because of inspiration and this energy. And the same with it. It's not just Greg, it's just all of us. If I can help somebody, I would rather help. Well, not me, but whatever I know. I got all kind of help last race from all the runners, all those advices, all those help and remedies, everything. Unconditionally. That's what I learned last year. We were one team, moving in one direction. Yeah.
You're going to hit 2,000 miles tonight. Grahak said he likes it when it gets down into the 30 days. Today's 29. Is there any satisfaction, any kind of... The goal will feel a little closer when you see that 2 and the 3 zeros up there.
Ask me tomorrow. Well, actually, this race somehow goes faster than last one. I don't know why.
You feel like time and distance itself is disappearing more quickly.
Right. I mean, when you live one day at a time, I already don't remember what was the day before yesterday. Really. I started today. Interesting.
I started today.
Yeah. Well, a little bit stiffness in the morning. But, yeah, generally, another day.
Have you been having, like, despite the fact you're living in the moment, have you had some really significant experiences that stand out, that don't kind of drift off into the forgetfulness or disappear? Something that happened that made a strong impression.
Well, this race is a little bit different. I'll try to explain, but I'm afraid my English wouldn't give you the whole picture. So, let's imagine the river, let's say Ganga. It started up in the mountains with small streams, and they kind of flowing down again and become more and more and faster, but still they're small. But then they run fast, and any obstacle they meet on their way could destroy the stream. And then, let's see, this Ganga closer to the ocean. It's wide, and it's a little slower, but it's more powerful. And whatever obstacle is on the way of this Ganga doesn't really matter. It just flows around. So, sometimes I feel that this race, I'm the river, but the same river, but you know, closer to the ocean, and obstacles, it doesn't really matter. You're just moving, kind of unstoppable. So this kind of experience, if it is understandable, I don't know.
It is, thank you.
Thank you.